This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
Live from New York City, it's Avaya Evolutions and the Avaya Podcast Network with Mark Fletcher. Now, here's Fletch.
Hey, it's Fletch at the Avaya Evolutions New York City, and we're talking with corporate comedian Greg Schwemm. Welcome to the podcast, Greg.
It's great to be here, Fletch. Thank you.
So, what exactly is a corporate comedian? I'll ask you an easy question.
Right. That's kind of a tough question, actually. It's because it's kind of a rare niche. I mean, I've been a comedian for the past 23 years full time, but I started to do shows for business audiences probably about 15 years ago, and up until then, I really didn't even know that events like Avaya Evolutions existed, because I didn't have a business background. I had a journalism background. But I started doing it, and I thought, wow, you really can see that humor is needed in the business world and at these very serious, sometimes technical events. So I just started transitioning my act into the business sector, and that's all I do now. You won't find me in comedy clubs. I just do shows for corporate meetings and kickoffs and conferences and things like Avaya Evolutions, and it's something I just thoroughly enjoy doing. It's very educational, too.
Well, you know, I've been following you. I did a little research to find out, you know, who you were. And I'd actually seen your name. When I saw your name, that guy. That's the corporate comedy guy. But I started looking around on the web, and I noticed that there weren't a lot of people that were doing corporate comedy.
No, there's not. And one of the reasons, I think, is it's a very different type of comedy. And when I say different, it means, first of all, you're in front of a business audience, and those people are still at work, more or less, and you have to be very cognizant of that. Your material has to be cognizant of that. One of the things that sets me apart, I think, from a lot of comedians is I do a lot of research on my audience, and that's the nice thing about, this is the third Avaya Evolutions event that I've done, and it's been great because each one I learn a little bit more about Avaya. I learn about what they're doing here, the message that they want to convey, and it really helps in my material. And truthfully, I think this stuff is funny. Just saying some of this stuff is funny. And I think once the audience picks up on that, they realize that, yeah, we can laugh about ourselves, and we can laugh about IT. We can laugh about communication and collaboration. And this is the guy that's going to do it.
How hard is it to learn? See, you do, from what I saw, you do about 100 shows or more a year. Mm-hmm. How do you transition from one company to the next? I mean, to me, that's just amazing that you can keep track of that and focus in on all those different events.
Yeah.
And learn everybody's inside humor.
Yeah, it sometimes they do run together. As a matter of fact, I just this afternoon, I was in Washington, D.C. doing a show for 750 actuaries. Actually, not just actuaries, actuarial consultants. So
nice.
It's like a double major with them. They're both actuaries and consultants, both equally exciting.
Not too anal of an audience there.
Right, and now I'm on a plane, and tomorrow morning I'm doing a show for IT managers. It can be difficult, but I also think that even though I'm doing some material that is specific to one group, there's an awful lot of material that I can do that is general, that anybody can laugh at in the business world, whether that be your smartphone addiction, your incredibly technical PowerPoint presentations that you have to look at, whether it be conference calls or Skyping or all that kind of stuff that goes on in business every day and that we really don't think about when we're doing them. But you need a guy like me to come in here and say, what in the heck is going on here?
So the role you're playing here at Avaya Evolutions is more of an MC role, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's different. I mean, there's two types of shows that I do. One, I'll come in and I'll do a keynote for about 45 or 50 minutes. That's what I did for the actuaries. And then there are roles like this where I'm with you the majority of the day, if not the entire day. And it's my job to keep the audience entertained and loose and up because we need them to pay attention to you. And when you put everybody in one room and you're there for 7 or 8 hours, that can be tough. It can be tough to keep everybody's attention. And it's not that they don't want to be listening to you. It's just that that's just the way people are nowadays. I mean, we're multitasking. We have our iPads and our smartphones and all of that kind of stuff. And we're always checking these kind of things. And it's my job to say, hey, Avaya spent a lot of money and invested a lot of time to get you here. We have an important message for you. Pay attention. And I do that through laughs and through just being very high energy. And I want the audience to be high energy. And if I'm high energy, and I think the audience feeds off of that.
So you probably get to interview and interact with a lot of large corporate CIOs, CEOs.
Yes.
You ever run into a bad situation with one of those?
Well, I have learned over the years that there are a lot of rules in corporate comedy. And that's another reason I think that there's very few people who do it, because you do have to have an understanding of what those rules are, what the boundaries are, what you can say and what you can't say. It is not my job, I think, as a comedian, to antagonize an audience. It is my job to be your biggest cheerleader. And I feel like when I'm with Avaya that I'm an employee of an Avaya, and I have to conduct myself.
Well, we are paying
such.
You.
Well, so that's true. Yeah, that's true. thanks for reminding me of that again. Anyway, yeah, so have there been instances? Maybe way in the past, but I've learned. And I've never been the kind of comedian that I think is offensive. I've never used off-color material. I've never used foul language in my show. I don't think it's necessary. I think it's more fun if you can be clean. And there's so many topics out there where you don't have to go in that direction.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, so many over the years, right, dropping the F-bomb in an act, and mm-hmm. there's always been that crowd, and
right.
Okay, it'll get laughs, but to be able to do a show without doing that, I think really shows that you're a better person.
I like to think so, and I think people are appreciative. I mean, I've never, even in the course of doing shows in comedy clubs over the course of 23 years, I don't think I've ever had anybody come up to me and say, gosh, we really wish you were more dirty. No one's ever said that. And I also think that people, I think sometimes in the role of a comedian, that I think comedians have kind of gotten away from what we're hired for in the first place, and that is to entertain people and to make people laugh. It's not necessarily to give people our political views or get in our soapbox and rant about something. It's just people want to be entertained. I think everybody has the right to be entertained. Everybody needs to laugh, and really that's what I'm here for.
And you said you had a background in journalism, so you also do a man on the street mm-hmm. interview type thing.
Yeah,
that probably brings out a lot of funny stuff as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's fun for me because I love working without a script. It's fun as a comedian to improvise. And yeah, I've had a lot of companies that have hired me and have asked me to get some man on the street color. And one of my favorite things to do is to just go out and ask people how much they know about blank. And usually when I say blank, I will insert some unbelievably technical product that Avaya, you know, is working on. So, you know, Scopia Rad Vision. I'm sure you could talk for hours about that, couldn't you, sir? And just to listen to them or get the look on their face and then sort of feed them lines. And I also think people these days, if they see a camera, it's amazing how many people will stop. And not only stop, but want to be on camera. I don't know, maybe that's the YouTube generation, but yeah, it's something I really enjoy doing.
Yeah,
I like doing for companies.
Absolutely. So, Greg Schwemm, gregschwemm.com.
That's correct.
You are bookable.
Yes, bookable. That's a great word for it. That means I will go anywhere. Yeah, and it doesn't matter what kind of company. I mean, I have worked for every industry. I mean, I would say IT and high tech is one of my bigger ones. But I mean, again, this week alone, we had actuaries today. We have you folks coming up, and then the next day I go back to Chicago and I do a show for heavy equipment leasing companies who have their own association.
Nice.
Everybody has their own association, I am convinced.
Absolutely. And you know, Evolutions is over about 5 o'clock, so at about 5:05, you're ready for your next job.
Absolutely, right. And hopefully in that next job, I won't say, hey, welcome to Avaya.
Well, listen, Greg, thanks so much for stopping by. Really do appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to the show tomorrow. Like I said, I've seen you on YouTube, and you're really a funny guy.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to performing for New York audiences. It's my favorite city to come to. I don't get here nearly enough, and New York audiences never, ever let me down, so I'm looking forward to working for them.
Fantastic. Thanks again for stopping by the podcast.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at #APNPodcast. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.